This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Public schools are government-run indoctrination centers, and what is the real goal of the school system? Is it to educate people? No.
The Health Ranger Report.
Public schools are nothing more than obedience training centers to turn human beings into controllable flesh bots.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I'm going to keep this short in explaining why Bitcoin is a fraud as it is currently being promoted and purchased by people who are speculators. Essentially, the message with Bitcoin and what people believe now in Japan and Korea is that they have discovered a magical source of endless money creation where they can all get rich without effort. Now, where have you heard this before? You've heard it in every Ponzi scheme. You've heard it in the dot-com bubble. You've heard it in the subprime mortgage bubble. You're hearing it in the stock market bubble and the bond market bubble and every housing bubble that has ever crashed in history. And you know what all these bubbles have in common? Is that all of the suckers who fell for them jumped in because they told themselves the exact same mantra. This time it's different, they said. This time it's different. We're smarter than the previous generation, they thought. Our mothers and fathers and grandfathers, they made silly mistakes investing in, you know, the railroad bubble. Or I guess great-great-great-grandfathers, whatever. They were silly they invested in those bubbles. Didn't they see what was happening? And they got burned and they lost all their savings. But this time it's different because Bitcoin is different. Cryptocurrency is different. And they've convinced themselves that they can all generate money from thin air. Like through Bitcoin, they think they can reach into the portal of an alternate universe, like sticking their neck through the CERN super collider into an alternate universe and pull out of that universe endless, unlimited wealth without effort. This is what people have convinced themselves is happening. And I'm here to tell you, they are not just wrong, they are catastrophically wrong. They will get burned so badly. And the way I know this is true now is because kindergarten teachers in Japan are now jumping into Bitcoin and saying, oh my God, Bitcoin is up 100% in the last 3 months or whatever it is. And they're saying, this was in a Reuters report. Reuters went out and talked to new Bitcoin investors, i.e. suckers and fools and noobs in Japan and Korea. And it's happening in Hong Kong and Asia and Singapore, you know, China, all over Asia as well. And all these people are saying the same thing. Oh my God, we should have jumped in earlier. Why? Because it's going to go up and up and up and we're all going to get rich, they say to themselves. We're all going to just have endless money out of the ether. It's going to be farted out of flying unicorns as rainbow money as they dash across the sky with their farting rainbow-powered butts. They're going to spew out endless wealth. And as long as everybody jumps on board, everybody's going to get rich forever and nobody will ever have to work again. Literally, this is the insanity that Bitcoin has now become. It has gone beyond the cult and it has become insanity. I mean, think about if you extend the logic of the Bitcoin promoters right now, where everybody that gets in is going to do really well and all their money is going to multiply 100 times. If this were true, then the entire planet could switch to Bitcoin and everybody could stop working. And yeah, because this is what people thought in the dot-com boom as well. They thought, and there were articles about this all over the mainstream media at that time. They all thought, oh, nobody's ever going to have to work again. Everybody can just get rich off of dot-com stocks. That all the laws of economics have been rewritten because of the dot-com boom, that the Dow is going to go up forever, the NASDAQ is going to go up forever, and you don't have to have earnings at all. And by the way, there are no earnings distributed in Bitcoin. There are no, you don't get a share of the earnings of the Bitcoin corporation because there is no Bitcoin corporation. There's, you don't get anything. It's just that the price keeps going up in a speculative fashion because everybody keeps telling themselves that they can generate money from nothing. And I'm here to tell you with 100% certainty that every time in the history of the world that a group of people got together and created a scheme or a system or a pyramid or a Ponzi or anything like that, and they said to each other that we're all going to get rich from nothing by doing nothing other than recruiting more people into the pool, every time that has ever happened in history, it has crashed and burned catastrophically. Just ask, what's his name, who's in prison in New York for all of this, Bernie Madoff. He knows all about this. Bernie Madoff, he used to be, I think, the president of the NASDAQ. He ran the damn thing. And he suckered people in, and he was running a Ponzi scheme, and everybody believed it all up until the last day when it crashed and burned catastrophically, and everybody lost everything. That day is coming for Bitcoin. I am now convinced that's going to happen. It's sad because I love cryptocurrency. I love the peer-to-peer decentralized concept. I love the distributed ledger blockchain technology. I love the increasing hashing difficulty mathematical algorithm behind Bitcoin. There are a lot of things I love about Bitcoin, and I think cryptocurrency as a whole has a really strong future. But Bitcoin has become such an irrational bubble that it will implode. It will crash and burn at some point. The only question is, we don't know when that day will come. It could be tomorrow. It could be literally 10 years down the road. We don't know. I doubt it's going to be 10 years down the road. It'll probably happen much sooner. But it could go sky high, and I've said this consistently. Bitcoin could go to $10,000. It could go to $100,000. It could go even higher, especially if fiat currencies start to crash. People could pour a lot of money into Bitcoin, driving the price higher and higher and higher. And yet, at the end, no one will sell at the top, or almost no one, because they will always think it's going to go higher because they are convinced that money can be generated from nothing. Every time people have believed in that, they have been royally screwed. They're going to get bit raped at the end of this badly, bit burned. They're going to get wiped out because they don't understand the basics that you can't create wealth from nothing. You can't. Central banks have tried it and it always fails. Why does every fiat currency fail? For the same reasons I'm explaining to you right here. And it's always shocking to me when I hear people who are like, buy Bitcoin. It's awesome. It's going to go up forever, but don't trust fiat currency because it's going to collapse. Wait a minute. Bitcoin has become the same thing. It's become almost a fiat cryptocurrency, if you will, because the valuations now have nothing to do with reality. It's not a transactional currency used by people for a utilitarian purpose anymore. It has become a speculative fiat cryptocurrency based on irrational exuberance. I mean, you've got Japanese people buying it, like cashing in their retirement funds and buying Bitcoin with all their retirement money, thinking they're going to be able to sell this 10 years down the road or 15 years down the road for much, much higher prices. They think this is going to be a solid return on their retirement investment. These are the very people who need to be reducing risk and reducing volatility and have reliable income with less risk. And yet they are jumping into insane levels of risk that they do not understand. And they are going to get burned so badly that I'm going to come back and play this again after the Bitcoin crash. Today is June 6th, 2017. That's when I'm recording this. June 6th, 2017. Bitcoin is at like $2,800 and something. I'm going to play this again after the Bitcoin crash to remind all of the fools out there that I told you this was coming. I told you were going to lose everything. I told you were going to get bit raped. I told you that you were a sucker and a fool for jumping into this at these high valuations. The only people that are going to do well in this are the early adopters who are now selling coins to those suckers who are the late joiners to the bubble. The late participants always get burned the worst because it always ends up that they end up buying high and selling low, even though they think they're buying low and selling high. Believe me, when the masses jump on this, when kindergarten teachers are now investing in Bitcoin and thinking, hey, maybe I could retire as a teacher and just make money off Bitcoin. When that day comes, and that day is here, it is time to get the hell out. It is a major red flag. During the dot-com boom, 1999, 2000, this is what happened when the taxi cab drivers in New York were all invested in dot-com stocks, and the taxi drivers were telling their rides how they were going to retire and stop driving taxis and just live off of the gains of the dot-com stocks. When that day comes in any bubble, you know the bubble, the end of the bubble is near, and it's time to get the hell out, because when the masses jump in on something like that and they have no idea how markets work, and they especially have no idea how cryptocurrencies work, it is time to get out. The people buying Bitcoin right now don't understand the blockchain. They don't understand peer-to-peer cryptocurrency. They don't understand a 51% attack. They don't understand how the blockchain ledger can be corrupted. They have no idea how mining works, what block mining rewards are versus transactional mining rewards. They have no idea how the complexity of the blockchain increases with the transactional volume of people trading Bitcoins. They have no idea of any of this stuff. They don't even understand cryptology. They don't understand distributed anything. They probably think there's like a Bitcoin Inc. somewhere, and that if they get screwed, they can file suit against Bitcoin Inc. to get their money back. They are so freaking clueless. They have no idea what they are playing with. And they're playing with fire, and it's going to burn them and bite them bad. They have no idea. And they have no business being involved in this concept that they don't understand. It's unreal. I mean, Bitcoin is an amazing invention. The person or team who came up with it, they are freaking geniuses. No question about it. I just wish that it hadn't become a bubble. I wish it hadn't become a fool's game, a Ponzi sucker scheme that's going to hurt so many people so badly who are in the liberty movement. That's what I really regret about this, because I can see it coming clear as day. And people out there who are pro-Bitcoin and don't like what I'm saying, you know, you can criticize me all day long. You can apologize to me after you lose everything and you're humbled by mathematical reality. And I'm telling you, mathematically, this system implodes. It implodes catastrophically. And unless you are in the top 0.01% of math in America, you probably are not qualified to understand the mathematics behind the risk and the volatility and the faith-based irrational exuberance of what you are doing and what you are engaged in. And I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to say I'm smarter than you. We're all smart in different areas. You know, you may know more about tactical weapons training than I do. And that's fine. I'm just saying I'm damn good at math. And I'm telling you, mathematically, this system unravels, and it does so catastrophically. And if you're left holding Bitcoins when the music stops, you're going to get burned badly, and then you're going to blame yourself. So you're going to be mad at me now, and then you're going to be mad at yourself later, and then you're going to be mad at freaking everybody because you didn't have the wisdom to get out when you still could. If you're smart, you will sell your Bitcoins today to the Japanese housewives and kindergarten teachers who are buying in, because you can't sell unless somebody else is buying. The only way to get out is to find somebody else willing to trade you something for your Bitcoins. And right now, there are willing people, there are buyers who are buying in, who are willing to give you something in exchange for Bitcoins, you know, currency, other forms of fiat currency. You should take that bet right now. Or you can argue with me and you can say, oh no, I'm going to hold it until it hits $5,000 a coin. No, I'm going to hold it till it hits $10,000 a coin, or $20,000, or $100,000. Okay, when do you sell? At what point do you sell? And the answer is, you won't ever sell. You'll hold it until it crashes and burns, because you don't have a system to get out. You don't have a goal. You don't have a point at which you say, I've earned enough, it's time to sell. You don't have that because you are driven by the same thing that everybody else is driven by in this Ponzi scheme, and that is irrational greed. And in this way, you are just like every other person who got burned in every other bubble in the history of the world. And yet you think this time it's different because it has a new name. It's got the name blockchain. You know, really, don't be a fool. don't get burned by this. Get out while you can. Because when the kindergarten teachers are jumping in, you know the end of the bubble is very near. And if you can't understand the math behind cryptocurrency, then you should desperately find somebody who does understand the math, and you should have them look at the statistics on blockchain.info, look at the increased transactional cost, look at the increased complexity of hashing, look at the Bitcoin, the transactional Bitcoin reward ratio, which is now at 19.34%. If you understand what's going on, you know this comes to an end. Look at the fact that there are already 16.4 million Bitcoins mined, and there's only a maximum of 21 million allowed ever, which means that the mining rewards for blockchain mining will come to an end. And when that happens, the mining infrastructure collapses. And then what are you going to do? Well, then the blockchain falls apart. It unravels. It is built into the algorithm. It is a mathematical certainty that it implodes at some point. So, you know, believe who you want, but I sold my Bitcoin for gold. And when you are kicking yourself in the ass for losing everything, you will wish you had the gold. Trust me, because gold doesn't vanish when people come to their senses. Gold is still there because it's real, it's physical, you can possess it. It's an element of the cosmos. It doesn't disappear. Even if you melt the gold coins, you still have gold. You can't destroy the gold. But Bitcoin can be destroyed overnight by nothing more than a change in public perception. That's how fragile it is, and that's how quickly it can vanish. So good luck. You'll thank me later if you get out while you still can.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.